Hey everyone, I'm Jeshua Horka, and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Today, I'm reviewing the tabletop role-playing game, Lancer, by Massive Press. If you're a big fan of shows and games like Gundam, Zone of the Enders, Armored Core, or Titanfall, Lancer is definitely for you. Giant robots? Check. Customizable bits and bobs to kit your mech with? Check. Cultured lore that will leave you salivating for more? Check. Giant mass space battles with you and your mech piloting buddies at the helm? Check. In my 15 years of tabletop RPG experience, Lancer easily ranks on my top 3. Unlike other mech-based tabletops such as Battle Century Z, Mechton, or Battletech that can sometimes be a little crunchy or rules-heavy, Lancer encourages a strong narrative approach in its system for role-playing characters. But don't let that fool you. Lancer has a large swath of mech frames, weapons, gadgets, and upgrades to keep you spreadsheeting for weeks. The core of the system is based around a single 20-sided die, and in non-combat situations, your goal is to roll a 10 or above. If you do, you succeed. However, there are also modifiers called accuracy or difficulty, and these can either give you a bonus or penalty, respectively, to your d20 roll. For each accuracy bonus you have, you add a d6, or 6-sided die, to your roll, and take the highest number out of all your accuracy dice to add to your d20 roll. For each difficulty penalty you accrue, you roll a d6 and subtract the biggest one. Luckily, accuracy and difficulty cancel each other out on a one-to-one basis. So, if you have 2 accuracy and 2 difficulty, you roll your normal d20 this round with no modifiers. Usually, your target number when rolling is 10 or above. In combat with other mechs or vehicles, your target number can vary depending on your enemy statistics. And that's the basics. If you've been craving high-flying, explosive mech combat, Lancer is the game for you. I give Lancer a strong 9 out of 10. I'm Jeshua, and this has been Reviews of the Nerds.